Hello and welcome to ABW Live. How the devil are we? Please ignore the fat man. He's doing my head in already. Honestly. End of season. That's it. It's all over. Tonight, guys, I'm joined by Danny, the GFP. I've got John Welsh. I've got Shredder. I've got Josh. Ellis and Dom may join us as well. But you never know with Ellis because, well, let's basically fuck Ellis. You know, that's the way it is. So let's get straight into it. Oh, actually, let's do some shout-outs first. Luca Kolakusic is in there. No nickname required. Gunner 93. Liquid Nate. Archie Loki 73. Mike from Gooners in the USA is there. Jins is there. Ah, I tell you what. Hello, all. How are we? I hope you're all well. Robert Owens there. Michael O'Donoghue's there. No, sorry, Michael Donoghue, not O'Donoghue. Frank Gunner's there. Hey, guys, you all right? You all good? Yes, no pirate today, Luca. The dirty, stinking pirates did the Plymouth half marathon today. And he was chased by a fat bird in a Focus. God knows what was going on. Hypno Showed is there as well. Right, let's get into this. The season's over. Danny, you there?
Yeah, I thought I'm not talking to you. You've been horrible to me for the last two fucking hours. Bullying. Where's our head of human resources, Dom, to sort you out?
I am the head of human resources. Oh, I find it my favour. You're stuffed, okay? So season's over, mate. Arsene's gone. Only one away win in 2018, but glorious home form. No cups this season, unfortunately. You know, how do you feel about it all?
It's very much of a muchness. There's nothing much can be done about it now, is there? It's all over. There's no point crying over spilt milk. We all saw this come. We started this podcast in 2013. And from that to very first show all the way through, all we have constantly said is we're not good enough. We need these players in these positions. We need Wenger to stop doing this. We need him to stop having his favourites. It's not happened. And the only way to stop all these stuff that's been going on for the last few years, we've won three FA Cups. Admittedly, one was against a team that got relegated. Another one, a team that got relegated the next season. And the next one was one of the greatest games Wenger's ever had as a manager for Arsenal. And will go down in one of my top three games of all time for him. But it just wasn't good enough. And we were going nowhere. If we'd have said when we started this in 2013, by the end of the 2017-18 season, we're going to be finished sixth in the league. We're going to have back-to-back seasons of no Champions League. Our best players are still going to go. And Mesut Ozil was going to be on 400 grand a week. I think people would have told us to shut the podcast and stop being silly.
Yeah, I think they probably would have, mate. Shreds. Are you glad the season's over? You know, what are your overall feelings? And hold up, yeah. There's two shout-outs I need to give. I do apologise, Shreds. Krishan Pandya, how are you, fella? And J-Rob's there. We love the J-Rob as well. Are you relieved the season's over? What's going through your mind at the moment?
No, I am relieved that the season's over. Probably not... I think last season's was much more of a grind for some reason. This year, a good home form, but you know the bad away form is going to be talked about a lot. And I was really optimistic going into this year. You know, we came off the summer. We got Lacazette, got Kolasinac, and we looked really to be moving in the right direction with starting to build this squad, get back in the top four. But just some really sloppy performances, and you can talk about the manager and the way he sets the team up as well. But I think, a lot of the season we had enough talent on the field to get results that we didn't get, I guess, especially against some teams that we should easily put away. Really, really disappointed in the season. Glad that it's over. And really refreshed though with what's going on and the new managers and all the different possibilities going forward.
Cool. Josh, what three takeaways would you have from this from the season just gone that we need to improve on next season? What are the three big areas for you?
Well, I think some of the things that we've got coming in, obviously the elephant in the room of not currently having a manager is certainly somewhere we need to improve. I would look at least getting that person established. And from there, we can work out, we know what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And hopefully they complement the team we've got at the moment. We know that defensively, we've had some very up and down games. I think it's the best way to put it lightly across the season. We've had some games where we've managed to shut out teams that you'd expect us to, rack up cricket scores against us, and vice versa. We've let in goals against stupid teams. The fact that we've not been able to blow anyone away from home all season is one of the big issues that I think a fresh impetus will bring. So, and yeah, just the third issue, I think, is just without a manager, I can't really say what we'd also need to bring in, but I think just a squad needed a fresh, something fresh about next season, and the manager looked to be ultimately the big thing to drive that revitalism. As we certainly saw that towards the end of the season, that the team just were playing a lot better than they were.
Okay. John, what's your biggest disappointment from the season, mate?
Oh, well.
It's John, so everything.
Yeah, it's a good point, Trevor. I mean, it's...
John's beard, number one.
My beard has been up and down this season. It's not been great. I've really tried, guys.
Is it true that it also had a few winter breaks like Ozil had?
It did have a few winter breaks. It had some very untimely breaks. But no, as for Arsenal, biggest disappointment, well, I think the FA Cup defeat, probably. Just, I mean, it was a weird season anyway, because I think it was a lot of people were kind of going into it going, well, there was like a general apathy around the team of, you know, maybe this is Arsenal's last year. People weren't really sure. You know, there's no point protesting anymore because you got the new contract and everything else. You kind of accept it. So people have gone with that attitude anyway. There was kind of a reluctance to get behind the Europa League until we were at the group stage, although I actually quite enjoyed it from the start. I thought it was decent. It was nice, exciting to see different teams and stuff, even if the level of football wasn't as good. But that FA Cup loss, that was just... You know, even if we don't go on to win it, just the way we went out, and the fact that it was the senior players that let us down on the day, not the young guys. You know, I thought the young guys came out of the game with their heads held high for the most part, but the senior players in the team who were sort of there to try and help them get through it really let them down, and put them through a really horrible experience to have to suffer. That was probably the biggest thing for me.
Okay. Ellis, how are you?
Hello. Good to be out of work. It's a hard shift.
How many lives have you saved today? That's what we want to know.
8,000,000,052.
Nice of you to make it on time, Ellis.
Hey, you know. Nice of you to make it on time. Not my fault this time. It's not my fault.
Okay. So looking back on the season just gone, El. What was the highlight of the season for you? What's the moment which you really enjoyed, where you thought, oh my God, that was, you know, that was wonderful to watch?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's hard from such a poor season overall. It's hard to pick out a moment I really enjoyed. I suppose it's going to sound silly. I don't know if anyone else has said the same, but it will be the game against Burnley after Arsene Wenger announced he was leaving, and just how everyone got together and how much of a special occasion it was. And looking back on all sort of Arsene Wenger's greatest moments, like obviously a lot of us on the radio show have been critical of his management in the past few years, but it was just good to look back and appreciate not just what such a good manager he was, but how much of a good person he was. Like just watching the speeches after the game. I remember sat there, I didn't watch the game. I only caught some of the highlights on an illegal stream, but I was with my family and I was watching it. My mum, she doesn't really like football, but she sat there and she watched Arsene Wenger do a speech and she started to well up and a tear came to his eye, and it was just shows you how much of a class act Arsene Wenger was. So for me, the highlight's got to be that game we left and when everyone just came together just to appreciate what a great career he had for the Arsenal, even though the season as a whole wasn't a great one.
No, I think it's a good moment, mate. Because Simon Reid, Arian H, Paul Alvis, Robert Owen, who else is there? There's somebody else. I'm missing somebody else. Oh, God, I tell you what, I'm losing the will to live, guys. I do apologize. The bad elf is there. Kevin Reid is there. Hello, everyone. You all right? Dom, so season's over and we're looking now at a shortened transfer window. We need to get a manager and we need to bring in a couple of players. But there's also rumours of players leaving. Just give me a couple of players you'd be worried about going and a couple of players you'd like to get off the wage bill.
Don't want to go is Aaron Ramsey. I've been the
the captain of the good ship, Aaron Ramsey, for a little while now. The bandwagon is well and truly in motion. If anyone wants to jump on board, you're more than welcome. I don't get the mentality. So I'll give you an example. We spoke about this the other day, Jay, so I'll give you a quick little example. We've got two players in the midfield right now, both around the same age, and one is tipped to potentially having teams like Everton and Wolves and West Ham interested, and the other one is getting attention from Juventus and Barcelona. And there are a lot of people that seem to think that we should keep the guy that's having interest from the mid-table teams and that we should sell the guy that's getting offers from the best teams in the world. That is Aaron Ramsey and Jack Wilshere. I don't understand why you would get rid of your player of the season willingly. You know, if it is a situation where he says, I will not sign a new contract, I do plan to go on a free, sure, let's sell. Let's get rid of him. We can't have another situation like Sanchez again. But I think we should be pushing the boat out to keep someone like him. You know, we've just got news that Santi's probably off to Villarreal, which gets a few dollars off the wage bill. I'm sure we'll come to that eventually and give him his due segment because he deserves it. But other players that I wouldn't mind disappearing if the new manager came in and we thought that we could get better players in would be someone like maybe a Welbeck. I think, you know, I don't know how much Koscielny's going to contribute next season now. There's going to have to be a few harsh decisions made. It was the bad elf that quickly put in the box earlier about the $50 million or pound transfer kitty. I'm not sure how accurate that is. There were some articles and stuff floating around saying that that's what we can increase our total wage bill, et cetera, by. So that doesn't necessarily mean that's how much we're allowed to spend. So there's somebody else here that's got a lot more knowledge on that. But what about you, Jay? So you're on the get rid of the Welshman? We don't need him anymore?
look.
Are you talking about Aaron Welshman or Aaron Ramsey?
Yeah, no, we can probably get rid of both. Does anyone want to buy Jace?
I'm going cheap, to be fair, guys. I am going really cheap. Before I answer that, I just want to give a couple of quick shout-outs. Stephen Edwards, Matthew Hudson, Boyten Dayo, Callum O... where else is there? Daniel Buckley's there. Phelp SJSP was there. Gareth Deuce was there. Alif Udine was there. Jeffrey O'Hara. The McManus always gets two shout-outs because he's brilliant. It's Gareth Deuce, sorry. I do apologise. Look, if you're getting rid of Aaron Ramsey, I think you have absolutely zero ambition. You're absolutely bonkers, especially bearing in mind the season he's just put in for us and the amount it would cost to replace him. As for Jack, I don't know. I'll leave the Jack thing alone. If he wants a pay rise, I wouldn't bother. If he's prepared to sign the terms and in front of him, great. I wouldn't like to lose too many from the squad. I've got to be honest. I think we've got the backbone there. I think the most important thing is obviously going to be who the new manager is and the coaching, the quality of the coaching that's going to come into these guys. Because I think there are a lot of good players who have underperformed due to having, as we've already spoken about this season, guys, the poor structure and a lack of detailed technical coaching. And if we appoint the right coaching team and manager, then we will see an uplift in performance. Okay, you know, at the moment I see us linked with Socrates and Socrates, or whatever his name is, and have you, a 30-year-old centre half with no pace. I don't see the logic in these things. But you know, this is now where Ivan's wanted control. He's now got control. It's time for these guys to deliver. So, okay, let's get on to the manager, guys. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to go around you all. Obviously, the big name that's being really pushed at the moment is Mikel Arteta. And I want a yes or no from all of you. I'm going to go down as you line up on my screen. So John Welsh, Mikel Arteta, would you want him as manager, yes or no?
It's a bit of a hard yes or no question, Jakes, but...
On your gut feeling, if you are a club with ambition, do you think Mikel Arteta is the right man to take this club forward, yes or no?
I don't know. My honest answer is I don't know.
Okay, Ellis.
Again, this is really hard. I'd say no, purely because there's nothing there, no evidence for me other than what people have said, other than what managers who like him, like Pep have said, and Arsene have said about him. For me, there's nothing measurable or tangible there to know if he'll be a good coach or not. So we don't know. For me, it's a really, really risky option. And I think for me, there's less riskier options that I'd prefer. So a simple answer is no, but I'll support him over his being in charge.
So that was yes or no. Thanks, Al. I just want to answer Cessna V quickly. We will do, you know, we were trying to get women on. Unfortunately, we have been quite male-dominated recently, but it's something we are going to look at. Contact us if you have any ideas. Dom, Mikel Arteta, yay or nay?
I actually like Archie's question. Would you take Arteta over Arsene Wenger? I think that is a really, really good question because we don't know, like John said, we don't know that there were other options out there that were even interested. We don't know whether Allegri was an option or not. He might have just told us to jog on. So for that question, I would prefer Arteta next season than Arsene Wenger again. Okay. But he's not my choice if I could choose somebody.
Okay. Shreds.
Yes. You said it was a yes or no question. I'm not going to be the one who carpenters it like everybody else.
I was the only one who got told off, though.
I'm not being funny. I was shocked that it was a one-word answer for Boulot. You know? Okay, yeah, right on. And Josh.
What was the question? Arteta as manager. Yes or no?
Yeah.
I was just checking if there was a nuance to it. If I said no, it wouldn't really work, but I'll support him. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing, isn't it? So let's expand on it then, guys. I'm going to start with Danny. What are you, Dan?
Exactly what Ellis said and exactly what Dom said.
Okay, so there's no body of work from Mikel Arteta. Now, a couple of seasons ago, when we only brought Peter Cech in the transfer window, and I remember the excuses being given of, oh, there are no players out there. Okay, there are no players we want out there. And it's like, in the world of football, there are no outfield players. I just can't imagine there being no other qualified managers out here at the moment. So, okay, I'm going to come back to you, Dom, okay? Because we've spoken about this the last couple of days. And then, guys, let's just pass it around. Surely there must be a manager in world football who ticks all the boxes required to take this club forward. Surely there must be.
That assumes that those boxes are the ones that we've set out as parameters, because I think Gazidis has very clearly shown that he wants to set up a system in place where the manager that is there is more of a coach than a manager. He's got Mislintat for scouting. He's got Sanyeli for signing players. He's got Husfami for contracts. He's got Darren Burgess to do. We spoke about this. Darren Burgess has a lot more power than we realised. If he's getting rid of the head physios, etc. So I think that they want a manager to come in and just focus on coaching and tactics. And maybe Mikel Arteta is the best man for that particular role that Gazidis is looking for. Maybe an Allegri won't work under those parameters. Maybe Allegri wants to do more than just that. Maybe, you know, a Jardim wants to be more in control of other things and doesn't want to work under that structure. That's the takeaway that I've gotten at the moment.
Okay. John, your thoughts on that?
I think it's difficult because, you know, the only thing we've heard in terms of what the club want for the future of the club, the way it goes forwards, and for the manager and the style, is from that, you know, slightly odd press conference that Gazidis did after the announcement was made by Arsene. Personally, I think that announcement was more Gazidis trying to position himself within the club to a certain degree than, you know, really making a statement about what Arsenal were doing. I think the Allegri thing, you know, everyone got very excited about it and understanding he's a very good manager, but you have to understand that, you know, he's quite, he might just have said, you know, I want to stay at Juventus. You know, they're a bigger club, more history, you know, whatever else. They're in the Champions League as well. Okay, maybe you wouldn't have the same budget and whatever, but the squad's better at Juventus than it is at Arsenal. The Arsenal squad would take a lot more work. And also, for a while now at Juve, he's been trying to position himself to get more control over transfers and players coming in and out. Now, it's clear that Arsenal are going away from that sort of direction. Like Dom has said, they are going to have a coach. You know, there will be a head coach, but there will be a team of coaches around that person. If it is Arteta, all he is going to be doing is training the team, picking the team and doing the tactics. That's it. Nothing else. He won't be doing anything else. He will have some degree of, not influence, but he will say, you know, oh, I think the squad needs this type of player. There's a player out there I really like. But then it's down to Sven and Rao and everyone to whether they go for that player or they think there's someone better for a better price. And if you're looking at someone like Allegri, Ancelotti, those kind of people, they're going to want, one, they're going to want more money, which is something the club could be scrimping on, maybe, you don't know. And two, they're going to want a lot more control. So that might have dictated why, you know, if it does happen, because we don't know for definite, but everything's pointing that way, that someone like Arteta is picked. I understand your reasoning for, you know, wanting, saying, you know, they're...
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind that, mate. To be honest, never mind that. Treds.
Yeah.
So let's go on to this now, okay? So John's mentioned Allegri, but there's not just Allegri out there. So from, you know, so if the club just want a coach who's just going to do as he's told, etc., does that tell you that either we lack ambition or that we're too scared of a big name coach because we want to do things a certain way? Or could it be that actually Mikel Arteta is the perfect guy to take us forward? You know, what does your gut tell you at the moment?
Yeah, so I have come around on this because Arteta was fourth or fifth on my original list, and, you know, Jardim and Allegri were at the top. And I think when you take into account sort of Ivan's one power play slash, you know, managerial expectations in this new search, Arteta is the one who legit checks every single one of those boxes. That being said, we've probably contacted others. They may have turned us down. It may not have been the right fit after an interview process. But I actually think that this decision is even more ambitious than hiring an Allegri. Hiring the big name coach is the easy way out, and it pleases fans and it's fine. But it doesn't always guarantee you anything. You're not assured of any success under if one manager comes in or not. I think probably the biggest fact that is really just turned me is like Arteta knows this club. Arteta knows what our real values are and how we operate, and he's willing now to, you know, with the new structure, incorporate those same values in a different way than he saw Wenger do it under sort of the one man rules everything structure. And I think it's a much more continental sort of setup that I think he will probably appreciate, because it's going to relieve him of a lot of responsibilities that I think worried Wenger, that pulled Wenger away from some of the probably coaching aspects of it. So I think this was probably, in my opinion, I bet Arteta actually crushed the interview. They probably went in wanting him to crush it, but he probably did knock it out of the park, even beyond their expectations. And if we do announce him this week, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And he's definitely going to have my full backing and support. But I have no doubt that they probably talked to a couple others, and they just probably legitimately feel like Arteta is the right man at the right time.
Okay, Josh, bearing in mind part of the remit now of the club going forward is to develop young players, to maximise the potential of the players that we already have. There's a backroom staff in place ready for the new coach, stroke manager, whatever you want to call him, to utilise. How does a guy with two seasons coaching under his belt tick all the boxes?
Well, it's like what Ivan said. He listed the main characteristics that they wanted from the new man. And you're not going to find, I don't think, we were all struggling for names, let's put it this way, for top class coaches that ticks all four of those boxes. So if Arteta's come in and he's ticked 3 out of 4, then fine. If one of them's experienced, then, you know, he's obviously done something right. And I think that's, again, what Jace was saying a second ago, that Arteta's obviously done something to put himself into contention. He hasn't been given it because, you know, they've gone, oh, he's, you know, this is his track record with it. He's shown something whilst he was at the club, and he's obviously shown something in the interview. Now, what we could be saying is, why didn't an Allegri or a Jardine, if they got interviewed, we all thought they'd be perfect for the job, walk in there and not nail the interview? There's obviously something that Mikel's done for him to be the favourite and get into that position. Now, whether or not, you know, I was just trying to think of the best kind of an analogy for it. It's almost like going into a poker tournament and, you know, you look at your two cards and there's a guy around the corner with a couple of aces in Pep Guardiola. And, you know, you've just got a 3 and a 4, but a straight could come up and, you know, you beat that guy. We're taking a gamble, but let's put it this way. We finished 6th this season. We're not going to drop any further because we're no worse than Everton. We're no worse than Burnley. To put it that way. The only way is up.
I remember us finishing 12th with Georgie Graham, okay? With a team that should have been top two. So that's before, because I got to be honest with you, at this moment in time, I'm betting on us finishing 7th next season.
Jace, that's at the end of George Graham's time, right?
No. But look, whichever you look at it, okay, they still had the quality of player there. Ellis. So what do you think? What are the positives you think that Mikel Arteta is really going to bring to this club? What do you think? You know, what are the things that you think, like, he's going to come in here and invigorate us? What do you think they are?
Firstly, where he's from, he's Spanish, and we know the Spanish have a way of playing football. He's come through the Barcelona academy, and they also have another distinctive way of playing football. Football that, at times, Arsenal have been described as Barcelona light, so it's hopefully a style of play, if that's the way he's inclined to bring in, a style of play that we won't be too unfamiliar with, and a style of play that I think a majority of fans prefer to watch, other than the sort of the Simeone style of football, or the Mourinho style of football. He's had a very varied career as a player. So he started off in Barcelona, he went to PSG, Rangers, Everton and Arsenal. So he spent a lot of time in Britain. He's obviously seen a lot of different types of football, like the Scottish League is very different, the French League is very different, and obviously he's spent a lot of time in England, so he knows English football. So I think that's another positive. He's going to have sort of a lot of experience of English football and a lot of experience of other different styles of football that he can probably pull together into his knowledge. He knows what Arsenal's all about. I think when he was vice-captain with Per, I think he was a good vice-captain. He's quite authoritative. He seems to do well. He was passionate about the club. So I think there are all sorts of stuff that he brings to it. Again, like I said, we're all sort of working on hearsay, really. That's the scary thing, is that
we are.
What he is. Yeah. There's, like Pep said things, Arsene said things, but we don't really know. But if I'm going to try and guess and hazard a guess what we can bring, those are the positive I see from him. He's been brought up in a good brand of football, and hopefully that's something that he can coach. And for the fact that he's going to be purely a coach, that's the only thing he's going to focus on. I think that's a positive as well.
Okay. Dan, how do you feel about this appointment? What's your gut instinct? What do you think? Obviously, it hasn't been announced yet. This could be a massive red herring. The club could go a different way. We just don't know yet. But, you know, if it was Mikel Arteta announced this week, how would you feel about it, mate?
There's a couple of ways you can look at it, from the negative point of view or from the positive: a new change, a new bloke, new ideas, young manager, modern football, hasn't got his favourites and will come in there. And there's already been rumours that certain people he said he doesn't want at the club, and then other people have gone, no, well, that's not right. These people are leaving anyway. And then you could look at it from the point of view where someone has to come in and after Wenger, and whoever is going to come in is going to have problems with it, because that is one hell of a legacy, second only to Alex Ferguson. No, never ever in the history of Premier League football has anyone ever had to follow that. And if Arteta's going to do it, if he's man enough to step up and do it, then good luck to the bloke. But it's going to be a hell of a job to do, and it could go wrong. But someone's got to do it. And I don't think they want to go and get someone in who's going to want an absolute fortune. We've just seen that Pepper's allegedly getting a new contract for 20 million a season. Wenger was on 8, possibly 9, moving up to 10 if he'd have stayed for another season, is what we've read. Arteta isn't going to want anywhere near that. Arteta, I reckon he'll be happy with £2 or 3 million a year, a season. He'd probably be happy with the £50 million that we got for the transfer kitty, but more money from players that you sell. But then you've got the other thing of other players who played with him at the club, with him suddenly coming in and go, oh, by the way, I was playing with you lot on the field 2 seasons ago. Now I'm in charge. You do what I say. That is always going to be an issue, no matter who you played with or what club it's going to be at. He's not really an Arsenal man. People think Arteta, you think Spain, you think Everton, you think possibly Arsenal, but his glory days for me were at Everton because he was allowed to do what he wanted to do there. But when he came to Arsenal, he sacrificed that. He was a kind, almost a number 10, the kind of role that he would have thrived in, that role at the moment at Arsenal, playing behind a main striker. He sacrificed his career and went and played in a role that he'd never played before, as in a holding midfielder, at times a defensive midfielder. So for that, he's got to get a little bit of respect. And I think every Arsenal fan, just most Arsenal fans, will wish him luck and go, OK, Arteta's our manager. We're behind him, because it's there's been a massive sweeping out of all the things that are wrong with the club, whether it be the youth football, whether it be the physio, whether it be people at the top, players. I mean, we saw in the last two transfer windows, so many players that haven't cut it at Arsenal have gone. Now, maybe that was part one of the clean sweep, and this is part two. So it's going to be interesting. And it's like John has said, it's the first time in years that I've actually been excited for a new manager, for a new season. And it's going to be good. It's going to be, if nothing else, we're going to have lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty to talk about. One of the things that Mesut Ozil has asked us to talk about are the Henry rumours. Dom, you know, we were talking about Arteta only having 2 years' experience, with Thierry Henry trying to throw his ring in the hat for this, who's only sort of been an assistant at international level. Do you think Henry's a serious contender for this job?
No. I mean, if he, the difference between Arteta and Henry for me is that Arteta, even as a player in his last couple of seasons at Arsenal, by all reports, was taking on a lot of extra responsibility outside of just captaincy, where he was doing a lot of, you know, work with other players. And even from then, people were tipping him to be a good manager. And then, you know, the minute he leaves, he's searching for a job in football, in management. Thierry Henry, I love the guy as a player, but he's made it pretty clear that his priorities are behind the camera. And if he genuinely wanted to be the manager or be a manager, like Arsene Wenger says, you know, you have to give it 100% of your attention all the time. And I don't think that he's shown that, let alone, you know, be even in the conversation to be an assistant manager for a club right now. So for me, I know that it might sound hypocritical that I'm saying Arteta's okay because, you know, and he's got no experience, but Henry, I don't want. But for me, it's down to the fact of just watching their behaviour post-career. Thierry Henry hasn't really done a whole lot to break through into management. I think Patrick Vieira would be a bit more of a serious contender, although I don't want him either. I think there is something about, you know, your club legends that people just assume, you know, Vieira was one of the best midfielders in the world, so therefore he'll be one of the best managers. Same thing with Henry. Maybe he'll be as good as if he was as good a manager as he was player, you'd have him in there every day of the week. The reality is that's not usually the case. So if we're talking about those three guys in particular, for me, I'm going to back Arteta.
Okay, let's move on then. John, Dom's brought up Vieira. Now, at least he's a guy who has actually managed a football team. So, yeah. You know, yeah, because one of the concerns is, from my perspective, and I got to be honest with you, if Arteta is the man appointed, I don't have a problem with the man. I have a problem with the process, and I have a problem with Ivan and whoever's appointing him. But I look at Patrick Vieira, and as much as, okay, New York City, you know, it's not exactly the cut and thrust of European football, but at least he's managed big name players over there with David Villa and so forth. surely that's a guy who has a bit more experience, who has been in the coaching game a lot longer, been in and around City, understands football clubs, yet apparently Patrick Vieira is going to Nice. So what are your thoughts on Vieira, mate?
You know, I think Vieira is the more logical choice if you're looking at ex-players, simply because he has been a manager. I mean, that makes him stand out from Arteta and Omri straight away. The one thing I would say is there's clearly, or not clearly, but according to reports anyway, you know, he was barely contacted. And if he was, it was more of a token gesture than anything else. You know, we don't know this for sure. It's only what people talk about and report and whatever. So you have to kind of take everything with a pinch of salt. That would lead to, you know, feelings of, well, you know, maybe there were some issues with him and Arsene. There's always been hints about that. Him and the club in general.
But bear with me a second. There were issues between Ivan and Arsene. So yeah, why would and Arsene have anything to do with it? Because the picture you're painting now is our due process in trying to find the best possible replacement for Arsene Wenger has not been thorough.
Well, I think there's an argument that that might be the case. I don't know. The way this whole thing has gone about, it screams to me as if Arteta was the person from day one, and that's who they wanted straight away. You know, that they interviewed other people. They clearly talked to Allegri and they clearly talked to Luis Enrique. But as soon as they heard the sort of numbers they were asking for money, what they wanted to do with the squad and what their expectations were and of influence outside of coaching, that they were kind of dropped. And I think from everything we've heard, from everything that's been in the papers and everything like that, Arteta has basically been Ivan's number one, a few of the other guys on the board. And the only people who've been against it and said, you know, I'm not really sure, have all basically gone with, well, get Arteta as assistant and then take over, you know, to Ancelotti or an Allegri or something like that. So I think the whole way through this process, I mean, we could look like right idiots tomorrow and it's going to be Brendan Rodgers or something hilarious like that, just to, just to really make you top yourself, mate. But,
I know.
But if this is what happens and it is Arteta, I think it's been him from day one and that's it. The one thing I would say, look, I don't know how it's going to work out if it is him. I hope it's brilliant and I will back him and give him some time because I think it's the people saying, you know, start campaigning against him before he's even got the job is ridiculous. The one thing I would say in his favour is Pep is huge praise of him. Arsene has been as well. Pochettino is quoted as saying when he retired, why are you even going to be a coach? You should be a manager already. You know, this, you know, you don't need to be a coach. You're good enough. Pochettino wanted him on his coaching staff as well. There were other clubs that wanted him as well. So he's clearly got something. And I think within the right structure and the way the club is set up, if he gets the right assistant with him as well, which someone has asked a question about, then I think it can be very exciting. But yeah, I agree. Vieira is the sensible choice. I don't think Vieira is ready, to be honest, but he's the one that makes more like sense logically.
If Vieira is not ready, I worry about Mikel.
But then, there's just quickly, Jace, there are examples in football at the moment of other people who have come through, only been coaches, never managed a team and are doing very well in top leagues around Europe, have taken teams from relegation positions into the Champions League. So it's not unthinkable, you know.
Oh, no, look, let's be straight here now. I'm looking at next season with absolute trepidation and fear.
Okay, so I want to throw some shade at you on that.
But bear with me a second. Let me just finish what I'm going to say. I'm going to come to you then, okay? But I bloody hope I'm wrong. I hope if it is Mikel Arteta who comes in, I hope he comes in, smashes it as a massive, massive success. That's the one thing I want to happen. Now, whoever's the next manager of this club, I want them to be mega successful because it's about the club, not what I think. That's the bottom line. It's not about what I think. It's about the club doing well. So, you know, I'm not excited by this at all. I'm absolutely... I think it's a putrid decision, but I hope I'm wrong. Sorry, go on, Dom.
So, in saying that, is there a manager in football that you think could come in next season and realistically challenge for the title, given our resources, given the squad, given the current state of things?
Challenge the title is a difficult one. I think, you know, you look at Jardim, you look at Nagelsmann, you look at the body of work they bring to the job. Okay.
But is there a manager out there right now that could come in and turn us into a title challenging team in one summer?
Maybe Jardim, you know, maybe Jardim, maybe Allegri, you don't know. Okay.
That's the problem right. So saying that, what is the harm in having someone like Arteta come in now in the position that we're in? We're not second, we're not third, we're not pushing for a league title right now. You give him a season at least to get his players together, get the system together. He may bring on Chambers, Mavropanos and right. Holding and turn them into amazing players. He may be able to do things with this team in the next 12 months that doesn't really matter. There's no other manager out there that's going to all of a sudden turn us into a title challenger.
Okay, but the harm I see, okay, the title challenge depends on how much money we're prepared to throw at it. Let's be fair, okay. The harm I see happening, and I don't know about this for certain. We're going to have to wait and find out. But does Mikel Arteta have the character to galvanize this squad and take them on the journey he wants to take them? Because if he doesn't galvanize the squad and infighting starts to take place and he doesn't have the confidence of the squad, all of a sudden this can go south very, very quickly. And all of a sudden we could have players that we want to keep wanting to leave, and we could see an absolute implosion in this squad. We've just come off a really tough season where they haven't performed. So if Mikel Arteta isn't the right man and doesn't have the character and that personality to be able to take these guys on the journey, it could be a lot of harm done.
But look who we've brought in. We've got, like, in the back room side, we've got Raul, we've got Sven, Mr. Sat. We've got big name, world-class backroom team that can support any manager through that. And if he's got a problem being a bad cop...
But Josh, the bottom line is, okay, You can talk about good cop, bad cop, okay? You can talk about support and you can talk about all these things. The bottom line is the manager stroke coach, whatever you want to call him, he is the one who drives it. He is the one who has to get these guys to believe in him straight from the off, okay? You look at when Arsene Wenger arrived at the Arsenal, you look at how he galvanized the team. You look at someone like Mourinho and what he does. Okay, he may lose them three seasons down the line, but they're on his side from the off normally. You look at Pep and the way he does it. These are guys with big characters who go in and they inspire teams. Now, Mikel Arteta may do that and may do it perfectly. I don't know. But when there's the thing of what harm can he do, there's the harm he can do. Shreds. Okay, so for argument's sake, now we're looking at... Let's look at the positives of Mikel Arteta again now. And you look at the coaching experience he's had at City. What are the big takeaways you think he's going to bring to us? What do you think he's going to transfer from his time at City to the Arsenal if he is the man?
Yeah, so I think what he took to City that we lost whenever he left was he's one of the more tactically astute players that I've ever seen play for the Arsenal. He knows where everybody on the pitch should be in almost every single scenario, and he'll be able to translate that, into that managerial position. So it'll be super nice to be able to have him have that. And he'll also know, people are saying that it's a weakness that he's played with some of these players he's going to coach. That's like, why is that a weakness? He knows them. He knows what their real strengths. He knows those little things that maybe another coach would have to maybe figure out along the way that this person does maybe a little bit better in this position or vice versa there. So he's going to bring that in, and he's just going to probably bring in some fresh ideas that maybe Pep's been trying out. I think I've heard a buddy of mine is a City fan, and Pep tries some fresh and new things to sort of change things up throughout the year. And I think we'll see that to sort of keep everybody refreshed when you start to get into February, March, and April towards that end run of the season there to keep sort of changing things up and keep your players sort of focused. So I think he'll be able to bring that in, and everything that I've seen him do in an Arsenal shirt, his especially now looking back at it, has continued to give us to give me confidence that he'll be able to come in and impose his beliefs, his tactics, and like you said, Jace, galvanize the team. I mean, the players before he even left were already calling him coach. I mean, that says something about it. He's already got that mentality. Now he's just going to have to do it with the actual title in front of his name.
Okay, couple of shout-outs then, guys. Peter Colson, Sailor V, Nikki Wilson, Mr. Kennedy, Mansoor, Archie, there's Matthew Beaumont, Gunashai 1977, Junior Gunner, where is he? Yvonne Ikoko? I can't remember. Sorry if I butchered your name, Yvonne. Ellis.
Hello.
Okay, if the club are playing a massive red herring, okay, and it's not going to be Arteta, which I find highly unlikely at the moment, who would you like to come in? Who would be the main man for you to come in and take over this squad?
Well, I'm so just indecisive. Like, it changes from week to week. Like, I watched a Netflix
documentary.
I'm not going to carpenter the shit out of it. Let me finish. I watched Netflix and I thought, yeah, Juve looks good. Allegri looks good. And then I was quite, in terms of what we might need, I was leaning towards Jardim. And then reading a bit more about Julian Nagelsmann and what he's done at Hoffenheim, even though he is 30 years old, which is mental, I thought he might be a good fit for the sort of the model that they seem to be leaning towards. But yeah, I'm just so indecisive. Right now, I just want it to be announced and then just get behind whoever is the manager. Just like you say, it's likely it's going to be Arteta and just get behind him. And I'm just looking forward to a new season and seeing new ideas, fresh ideas that I think would be good.
Oh, good, good. Okay, Yvonne Okafor, you're very gracious, mate. I love you for that. Thank you. Nina 97 is there as well. How are you, Nina? Are you okay? Dan, okay, so if we're going to bring in a Mikel Arteta, a strong coaching team is going to be paramount to enabling him to succeed. You know, do you have any idea of what type of coaches he should bring in or any names?
One that helps us shoot more and defend more. Other than that, I would have no idea. But I think it's going to have to be a generation of new players, maybe ex-players that he's worked with. I know Timmy Cahill is a mate of his from Everton. Oh, look at little Dom smiling at the thought of Timmy Cahill at Arsenal. Magnificent up front. Magnificent player. I mean, he's gone and signed for Millwall, and he's just left Millwall at the end of their season so he can get fit for the World Cup for Australia. I think we could see ex-players like that, and because Timmy was absolutely brilliant at all levels for every club. But what we don't need is people who had their career in the 60s and 70s, like Jerry Payton, who Steve goes mad about, but Steve's right. That bloke was an average goalkeeper in the 70s. We don't need people like Bora Unpronounceable, who no one ever knew, never heard him do anything, but apparently he was one of the top coaches at the club. It's a shame that it hasn't worked out for Steve Bould, and this has massively tarnished Steve Bould as a coach at Arsenal. His playing career will always be legendary, but as a coach, he was working his way up and he was brilliant as the youth coaches, but as an assistant manager, it just seemed like with Pat Rice, you're so muted. You're so, it just sit there, don't say anything. We don't want any more of that. We want people that are going to be getting up and getting into. I don't know if we want to go to the extents that we see from Kloppo, but that kind of passion, even if it's fake, that kind of stuff gets the players going, it gets the fans going and makes everybody believe in the club. But I think we just need a whole new, a new generation of people working at the club with new ideas, because every single aspect of Arsenal has gone stale and the entire lot has and needed to be cleaned out.
Okay, there you go. So, right, guys. Okay, so let's talk about players then. I'm going along on my little screen here. I want you to name me one player who you'd want to come in the summer. John, I'm starting with you.
I'm going to ask you a question first. Does I have to be realistic?
No. Anybody you'd want. Let's just shoot the breeze in it. Come on.
Oh, Jesus. Jorginho. There you go.
Okay, and why?
Just because he plays the type of football we like, controls the midfield, keeps the tempo going, and can actually tackle, and he knows his position.
Okay. Excellent. Ellis?
I don't think it will happen, but I'd like Dembele. I think we've needed a winger. I know there's probably other areas we need to strengthen more, but I'd rather have an attacking option just because it's more interesting. I think Dembele is obviously quite good friends with Aubameyang. He's been had time at Dortmund, so Madison and Tat will know him quite well. And I think we've been crying out for a pacey winger for a fair few seasons now, so I think he'd be a good fit for Arsenal.
I think the way he left Dortmund, mate, there may be a bit of alarm bells going on that. But yeah, you know, I get it. Nice wide player, attacking instincts, that'd be good. Guys, there are 148 of you watching right now, and I only have 49 likes. What's going on? What's going on? Come on, season's ended. These boys have got up. It's 9 o'clock on a blinking Sunday night. Let's give some likes, please. Come on. Tappy, tappy. Let's get going. Dom, give me a player.
Defences win league titles. We need to start from the very back and bring in a top-class goalkeeper. Someone like Jan Oblak would be good. Yeah, someone mentioned Leno, but apparently he is trash from all reports from all the German people that watch. So let's stay away from that guy.
I think keepers are a very personal thing, aren't they? Remember De Gea when he came to the Premier League? He used to get slaughtered, and look at him now. I think sometimes you have to think. Luca, I hope you've pressed like after that comment. I hope you've pressed like, otherwise you'll be out of here, fella. Cheeky get. Shreds.
I am also going to go with the goalkeeper. I'm going to, since this doesn't have to be realistic, I'm going to say there's this really good keeper at Juventus named Wojciech Szczesny, who's also on the Polish team, who's had a really good few seasons in Italy and would be a really, really good addition to our back line.
Never heard of him.
I know. Why did we let him go? Quick shout out to Phil Papps. That's very kind of you, mate. I'm glad you've enjoyed. Sam Greaves gets a shout out. Everything rude, everything. Daniel Schuldenfrei gets a shout out. And the McManus also gets another one because he is the McManus and we love him. Josh.
Oof. I will also go with the goalkeeper, Ederson from Man City. One, because he was absolutely key to their title win. So if you remove him, it's one of the key components. So I'd say Ederson.
He could play in our midfield as well. He's well good on the ball.
I tell you what, okay, he wouldn't go down as many blind alleys as Jack has this season. Oh, Jesus. Danny.
I would, I'm tempted to say, in the words of Mickey Flanagan, oh, everyone loves a bastard. So a defensive midfielder, but I'm going to go with Oblak because every good manager, you start at the back and you build from there. And the front is done, the middle is doable, but it's the back, it's the goalkeeper we need. And poor old Petacek is not good enough to be number one anymore. He hasn't been for a while.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still shocked nobody's mentioned Chris Coleman for manager and Joe Allen for midfield.
Absolutely. Someone shocked. Cut him off, please.
He's got relegated from Thunderbolt, mate.
Wow. We're getting rid of the Welshman we've got. We don't want any more coming in.
Yeah, that'll be a great idea, won't it? Okay, so has anybody got anything they want to bring up at the moment?
Just quickly, thank you to Peter Joseph, first time watching live. He put a little comment into there to you, Jace. For all the positives for Arteta, I can't help but feel underwhelmed by the idea. Expected us to go for an elite level manager. He sent you a little personal note then.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. This is the thing that kind of disappoints me, but I thought with getting rid of Wenger, it'd be brave new world. And Mickey doesn't
he's pretty
do that
brave
for me.
To appoint a guy that's never managed, Jace.
Mate, it's brave and suicidal. Let's just put it like this, okay? I expected better from the club. But hopefully I'll be proven wrong and hopefully whoever it is going to be a massive success. That's all I got to say. Let's just hope he's a massive success. You know, I don't have a problem with the man. It's the process and the decision makers I have the problem with. The one thing I would make clear is if Arteta does come in and fail, it's not his fault. It's the people who have appointed him. It's their fault.
Doesn't it depend what he's done?
It was Jace.
Sorry,
the
you're
one
both
who
talking at the same plane. Time.
We found out now Jace is the one who ordered the plane with Kroenke, you're next.
I'm not being funny. If I'd have ordered a plane, it would have been a kamikaze. John gets that. You know, that's all I can say. John gets it. Okay, so anybody wants to bring up before we go to questions?
Just on that real quick, because we had a bit of a ding-dong about that, didn't we, Jace, about who would be the finger-pointing? Would it be Arteta and everyone saying, you need to sack that guy, get someone else? Or will the finger be pointed at Gazidis, because this is clearly his regime? I'm of the opinion that fans being fans, you're just going to point at the person you see. I don't think the majority of people go into the ingoings of the club enough to point the finger at Gazidis. I just think that if it goes wrong, it'll just be Arteta gone and someone else come in.
Well, I think we saw the way that Ivan conducted the press conferences and everything we've now seen is he's putting himself up there as the figurehead. Now, looking at a team in the other part of North London, they've wanted Daniel Levy out every so often. They see him as the figurehead of that club, not necessarily Pochettino, because he is so much in the media. And I think we'll see Ivan doing that as well. So we may see a split in the fan base. And I think, you know, looking at how we went this season.
A split in the Arsenal fan base?
Well, you know, no way. Always need some form of division.
Actually, this is another question here then. Okay, bearing in mind that the fan base has been split for so long, do you think Mikel Arteta is the appointment to bring everybody together?
Never will be, because there's certain agendas out there that absolutely thrive on that divisiveness within our fan base and will ensure that there's always one way or another. If the divisiveness isn't against the manager, they'll find something else within the club to be divisive about. If that would be then Ivan for appointing said person, then that was most likely where it will come from.
100% agree, Josh. That's the thing that I've learned through just, you know, being in and around Twitter over the last little while, is that people that are asking for change then also go and complain that Arteta's the manager. And that's what you kind of learn, is that there are just people that like to complain. There are people that like to hear the sound of their own voice when it comes to causing arguments. Yeah, causing arguments. I mean, the newspapers are, I believe, responsible for a lot of this. You know, it doesn't, the hysteria, the clickbait, the transfer stories, the winding up fans, that is what makes money. So you are going to have certain characters throughout the media, throughout Twitter, always searching for some negative spin. You saw it with Man City. They lost 2 games for the season, was it? And they still had a bunch of negative stuff said about them when they sort of wobbled towards the end of the season, scoring 100 points. So it's always going to happen regardless.
You know, remember the Akers out sign, which came up a couple of months ago, which, to be fair, if he was giving the players the blue kit for away games, deserves to happen.
That's just Twitter in general, though, isn't it? It's literally Twitter. I mean, it's is a place where people fucking have to be offended, isn't it?
Yeah, or it's outraged by something. Go anywhere. Newspapers do it. Everywhere's going to do it. It's going to be no different regardless of I mean, when we went invincible for a season, people complained that we drew too much.
And we didn't win the Champions League.
I still complain that we didn't win the Champions League, yeah.
Twitter
is just an amplification of what, when it wasn't there before, you'd be chatting with your mates about the game in the pub and it'd be 4 or 5 of you and you'd have disagreements there. All that Twitter has done is just amplify that, you know, a millionfold or whatever.
but Twitter, let's be honest, okay, Twitter isn't representative of the fan base, is it?
No, not at all. It's very, very small, very small percentage, yeah.
One of my favourite tweets, though, was on this. It summed it up perfectly, is that, you know, Mesut Ozil could walk on water and the media would slam him for not being able to fly.
Love it.
Oh, if you could turn up, it'd be nice, though, wouldn't it? Oh, come on, let's have a bit of fun with this. But yeah, no, look, I think, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't sometimes, but I find this all a bit, I find the club at this moment in time, and again, we are talking about rumours and the rumour mill around it, very perplexing. And it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. So let's go to some questions, guys. If I can get on the bloody page. That's all I can see is Dom's big fingers. What's going on here?
He's typing.
He is typing, isn't he?
He's waiting for you to find the questions in the chat box and just press enter just as you're about to read one so it moves down.
I was going to do that. Damn it.
If anybody does that, somebody's going to get dropped out of a plane. No nickname required, asks. I'm going to stay with John on this one. No, I'm going to go to Danny on this. Sorry, I'm going down. I got a new set up here. So, no nickname required, says, I hear that Wilshire's agent offered him to PSG. Is he definitely got... Oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry.
It moved. The chat moved.
Up.
Bruce's agent offered him to PSG. Is he definitely gone or considering his options? Daniel?
He's not going to bloody PSG. Looks for the same reason the last two seasons ago when he was offered a place in Italy and he was offered Bournemouth. He picked Bournemouth, whereas most people would have gone, oh, I'll go and spend a season in playing in Serie A with the sun and the ladies and the lovely food, as long as they don't put garlic or worms in it.
Only thing about Paris, though, Danny, is about an hour and a half away.
Oh, Chu-Wu, of course it is.
Pretty close, and Bournemouth a little further out. So he can get there and back pretty quickly.
I still don't think he'd go.
But let's be honest, he doesn't get in that Paris Saint-Germain squad ever. You know, he's not taking a place of Verratti, is he? Come on.
Verratti's still there, yeah.
Well, I think he's going to still want to stay in the UK because... I would stay around the London area. So I think if Pellegrini's just left his job as manager of a Chinese Super League team, and it looks like he's going to West Ham. And if they are, West Ham know that they cannot afford to have another terrible season, and they are going to start throwing money at players because Wolves are coming up, and Wolves' owner is a billionaire. And if Fulham come up, their owner is a billionaire. He's the one who is trying to buy Wembley and owns an NFL team. So there's going to be plenty of teams there with lots of money and more than enough choice for him to stay in England. But I reckon that he'll sign a new contract and stay. Don't go, Jack, please.
I can't see him going anywhere. Where's he going to go better than Arsenal?
Nowhere. He's not going to PSG. Nowhere, because we're the best.
The thing. What does the new manager have to say in this? It's going to be quite interesting to see this summer. It really is. John Welsh.
He's ruined it again.
You utter git.
Oh, do you want intermission music while you're doing it while I'm scratching myself with a scratcher?
Okay, so Josh, Luca Kolakusic asks, so when do we expect the announcement? When do you reckon?
Before the start of the season? That's what I expect. I honestly don't know.
We could do what we always do and wait to the very last minute of the transfer window before we announce our manager and just be managerless for the first few games.
I mean, from what we've done in previous seasons, it wouldn't surprise me. We'll put it that way. If we went,
Arsene Wenger's going to re-sign the day before the first game because there was no one else better out there.
I can imagine.
I expect it to be next week. I'll give a proper response to that, but honestly. No, I'm not ITK. I don't really know. But Sky seemed pretty adamant there's going to be an announcement next week. But we've heard that before last week.
Okay. Shreds. Sam Greaves asks, what would be success next season?
Yes. First, I got to apologize to Loki73. I accidentally timed him out for a little bit in the chat there. Because my YouTube doesn't want to work like a typical internet web page. So my apologies there. Success next year has to be getting back into Champions League. Fourth is our trophy next year. So that's where we have to do. No matter who the coach is, no matter who the players are, if we're not in fourth, we're in big doo-doo.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Okay, Dom. McManus posted about bringing back Fabianski as the keeper. Would you be pro or against that?
I think the keeper is a position that we probably need almost above most of the others. I think that it would probably make sense to go after someone with a little bit better pedigree. I back someone like Sven Mislintat to go and find somebody that fits whatever style of play it is. I don't think Fabianski will suit Arteta if it is Arteta. I think we're going to see a keeper in a similar vein as an Edison that's very good with ball at feet. And I don't think Fabianski's that kind of keeper.
Okay, okay. Ellis, Matthias asks, do you think that if Arteta has initial success, the praise by the fan base and the media would be higher than if somebody like Allegri came in and did equally as well?
Oh, yeah, good question. I think, yeah, probably, but purely for the fact that everything we've highlighted about him and how much of a risky option he is, and to be such a young man, your first job at a club like Arsenal, I think he would get more praise than someone like Allegri, because with someone like Allegri, you expect him to do well. So, yeah, I think he would get a lot of praise if he did really well at Arsenal, but we'll just have to wait and see what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. John, Junior Gunner asks, would you guys keep, sell or loan Iwobi?
I'd keep him. Yeah, I don't think you need to sell him. He's still young enough. I hear the loan argument and I understand it. But I think when you look at the fact it's going to be new coach, whoever it is going to be, completely new style, new fresh, exciting. Everyone at the club essentially starts with a clean slate in terms of players. Yeah, there are going to be some that are obvious first choice picks in certain situations if the squad doesn't change that much. But all these guys get a fresh start as far as a new coach coming in. So different guy comes in, you get better performances out of him. And he's not a bad player. We've all seen how well he can play. He's a very good player. But he's not the only player who has massively underperformed for large periods of this season. He's not the only one to be singled out. So I think there's still a player there. You see what happens with him this coming season. If it's still not improving and is still struggling, then yeah, maybe you look at do you move on from that player in terms of being at Arsenal?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right, last question. Ariane, I do apologise. We're not going to ask you about the goalkeeper and the centre-back. Kind of been through those things earlier on the show. But I'll take this one. It's from Loki73. If Rambo goes to Liverpool, what the F are we going to do? I don't know, Loki. I genuinely don't know. If we sell to Liverpool, I think that would be a particularly low point in our history again, going on from our previous sales to Man City and Man United. I think, it'd just show the ambition level of the club and it would be pitiful. So there you go. So that's it for tonight, guys. We're not going to... It was just something we wanted to do at the end of the season to thank you all. Again, 178 people watching now. Come on. Let's break the 200 barrier on the likes, please. Come on. Let's go.
We want
fingers pointing. Let's go. We want a million. We want 178 of you to give us a million likes, please. Come on. Okay, so the next show will be to announce the new manager whenever that's announced, okay? We'll be going live the night that he's announced, so look out for it then.
Jace, just on that, if people want to subscribe and turn the little bell icon on so that they are notified when we do go live for that particular announcement, yeah. We're also going to be doing a few other shows that you're going to tell us about, Jace.
Yeah, but I get to that now. First of all, Peter Coulson, thank you very much. You're far too kind, fella. So click on subscribe. If you click the bell at the top of the screen, you'll be notified of when we're going live. So you get those notifications and you're able to jump on straight away. Okay. If you could do that, we'd really appreciate it. Subscribe, like, click the bell. Let's keep it going. The more we the more exposure we get, the more we're able to do this. World Cup shows will be coming up. If you have any suggestions for World Cup shows, guys, please message us. We'd really like that. If you're not following us on Twitter, follow us and you can then message us and we can go down that route. But, we're trying to cover a lot of things. After the World Cup, we will then be doing a weekly transfer show. Okay? The weekly transfer show, we're yet to work out the mechanics of it, but you will have a weekly transfer show. So, if you've got any suggestions for us, keep them coming, guys. We're excited to do this. We want to put out content throughout the summer. And funny enough, Daniel Schuldenfrey says, when are you going to start sending kits to subscribers? We will be having some competitions, guys. I'm working on some T-shirts at the moment, which we'll be sending out to you guys. But again, if you're not subscribed, if you're not clicking on for the notifications, you're not going to get there, you know? So if you can do that, we'd really appreciate it. My thanks tonight to John, Ellis, Dom, Shredder, Josh, and Danny. You've all been superb. Massive shout out to everyone in the chat box, as usual. Superb banter with you guys and some really interesting chat there. Really thank you for that. And to everybody listening on iTunes or whatever platform you use, thank you very much. Support this season has been absolutely superb. So thank you very, very much. We really do appreciate it. Russ Morgan, good night, my lovely. You take care, boyo. Switch this off, Dan.
Can I say hello to Jason Isaacs?
You just did.